suppose some of this is about leading by example. So I am, although I said I felt a bit of a fraud being here, I am increasingly defined to some extent by being someone who is active on social media, and so staff feel more confident both about doing that themselves and engaging with me in that way, and similarly with the board. We talk about, you know, when we're putting announcements out, oh, this many people saw this blog or this message which we put out in that kind of way. So I think there's something about that, as with all change, leading by example and creating an opportunity. I think that we have structured social media training into some of the programmes which we have funded. So the most obvious example would be People's Millions programme. So that's where we put projects go up against one another to win a public vote on ITV. And increasingly, the value of that is not whether or not you happen to win the public vote, it's the opportunity to mobilise around your cause to attract the public vote for a period of time. And we have, as I say, enabled those projects to develop a certain kind of familiarity and expertise with the main kind of social media techniques to help in that way. So we've done so many projects that doing that on a kind of mass scale is probably impossibly expensive, but there are we can build it in, as I say, to some programmes, and we're increasingly looking as a funder at how we might create space, trusted space, as you sort of described, for lateral sharing of lessons. And if we were to kind of leap right forward to 5 years' time, maybe it'll probably be less, because these things always happen faster than you think, don't they? I think the whole kind of philosophy of what we've been talking about now is quite antithetical to the traditional nature of the funder and the funded grant management relationship, where we ask questions of the project, they tell us what they've done, we take very careful note, we file it away in the cabinet, and 3 years later we write a report which says these things happen in aggregate across the programme. A much more natural way of doing things would just blow all of that open and have open data and conversations and questions and challenge laterally from projects working in a similar space about how people getting on, where things were successful, why they were successful, and so again, I think we're very interested in exploring